Brent.
Yeah, what's up?
You remember, like, last year, or 2 years ago, when we raided Area 51, and I fucked up the timeline, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I need you to make a spell to undo that, so we don't fuck up the timeline.
Okay, what kind of spell should it be?
One that everyone forgets that we raided Area 51, so we actually raid it, so then the government doesn't spread the coronavirus to stop us again.
There we go. Okay, yeah, this is how we're gonna stop Omicron the Nomad Soul.
Yes, with CRT TVs.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've lost the plot of this bit.
I also have lost the plot of this bit. It was improvised. We watched Spider-Man.
Yeah, and the new Spider-Man movie. No Way Home, right?
Yeah, Far From Home was the last one.
I fucking hate the naming conventions of this series.
I mean, it's better than the Amazing Spider-Man naming.
Well, I mean, that was just Amazing Spider-Man 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2. That wasn't confusing.
No, but it was shit.
Yeah. I haven't watched those movies in forever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever saw the second one.
I saw the second one. That was probably the worst date I've ever been on.
Oh.
Just going to see Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Did you also have your girlfriend drop from a bridge and, like, break her neck? Oh, poor Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, this is Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. No Way Home. I almost called it Far From Home again.
I mean, Far From Home was a good film. Mysterio, best Spider-Man villain.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I have soured on Far From Home a lot.
Oh.
I don't really like the MCU Spider-Man stuff too much, but this one was the best one that we're going to talk about.
It was, yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be a spoiler cast for that. If you haven't watched it, probably don't listen to this.
It's true. Go watch it. Go right now. It's New Year's. Go watch the movie.
Yeah. Hopefully you go to a showing that doesn't, like, have a lot of annoying people in it.
Oh, do you always have annoying people in it? Because mine didn't.
Mine didn't either. I got lucky. Because what I did was, my strategy is, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the showing at AMC that's at the dine-in theater. Because then maybe people won't be that, you know, that loud. Thankfully, that was the case. It wasn't too bad. I got worried because I was there, and they showed the trailer for Sonic 2, and they started clapping, and I'm like, please no. I fucking hate it when people clap in theaters.
Brent, I just wanted you to know, in my notes, I put in all caps, I clapped.
Did you actually clap, or was this metaphorical?
I actually clapped. This is the one time I've actually clapped at a fucking movie.
Yeah, I can see why. But yeah, this is going to be a big spoiler cast for it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, first, I kind of want to talk about what we thought of the first two in the MCU Spider-Man trilogy.
I mean, if we're doing that, then we need to talk about the Raimi films.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, okay, the Sam Raimi films are now in the MCU, therefore putting Tobey Maguire as the first MCU superhero.
Sure, why not?
Spoilers, yeah, Tobey Maguire's in the film.
Yeah, it's super obvious that that's what happens. Like, whenever I saw our friend Rusty say that he loved the movie, I'm like, I know exactly what happens in the movie now.
I mean, if you just gotta look at the Brazilian trailer that they didn't edit properly.
No, you gotta look up that one leak where Tobey Maguire goes, "I'm Spider-Man."
I felt so bad for Andrew Garfield, because, like, they kept asking questions. He's like, "I'm not in the film, guys. Leave me alone. I don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone. Please, I want to keep my job."
The Sam Raimi trilogy of Spider-Man movies, every one of them is great.
I mean, three is not.
I like three. I think three is pretty good. It is a definite step down, but I think there's a lot of stuff in it to love.
I enjoyed the first two. I think for three, they shouldn't have forced Venom in there. They should have let him put in the Vulture like he wanted.
Yeah, that does suck that, you know, Venom had to be in there. And then he's played by Topher Grace, right?
Yeah, so Eddie Brock.
And, like, yeah, and, like, Topher Grace wanted his, like, face to be shown a bunch in it.
So, oh, yeah, because he wanted to leave that 70s show to be career in movies. And that didn't work out very well, did it?
No, it did not. But despite its issues, I still really like Spider-Man 3. The 4K Blu-rays are coming out in February, so I got that pre-ordered. I'm very excited. But yeah, Raimi's Spider-Man films are great. I love them a lot. I really want to rewatch them.
I think he's directing Doctor Strange 2, actually.
Yeah, he is. At the end of the showing, they showed a teaser for it. It was like the very end credit scene.
I now have to watch WandaVision, apparently.
I don't know, because I want to wait for that movie to come out, because I want to know if they're going to, like, let Sam Raimi do his thing, or if it's going to be like Edgar Wright and Ant-Man.
Oh, fuck, that's true, thinking about it, because, yeah, because Edgar Wright wanted to do his approach on Ant-Man, and they're like, no.
Yeah, because, like, I looked at that trailer for the Doctor Strange movie, and I'm like, this kind of looks like a generic Marvel film. I don't know. I don't know if I would end up liking it. Because I watched, like, last year, I guess, I watched more of, like, Sam Raimi's movies. I watched the Evil Dead trilogy. And I'm like, man, he's a good filmmaker. I want to see more of his stuff. I need to watch Darkman.
Darkman?
With Liam Neeson as Darkman.
Darkman? Is he a Mega Man boss?
No, he looks fucking stupid, though.
So he is a Mega Man boss?
Yeah. Yeah, Sam Raimi trilogy of Spider-Man films, really good. I think they're still the best superhero movies that have been made. I don't think they've been topped. I don't really like the MCU all that much, so.
I think No Way Home tops the Raimi trilogy, in my personal
opinion. I don't think that at all, but
I do.
I think No Way Home's like a solid, maybe strong 7 to light 8 out of 10.
Well, see, I think it's just more sort of like my take on like the Peter Parkers. Because I think Toby does a good Peter Parker, not as good Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield, good Spider-Man, not as good Peter Parker, but Tom Holland has that balance, I think.
Okay. All right, we'll get to the other two Tom Holland films in a moment. You said you watched the first Amazing Spider-Man?
Yes.
So I haven't seen those movies since they were in theaters. They're not that good.
I mean, they're not, but I think he was a good Spider-Man because he was quick, he was snappy, he was quippy.
He was, yeah. They're
not a good Peter Parker. He's too pretty to be Peter Parker.
Their bizarre decision to make it more focused around his parents was weird. Do you remember that?
Yeah, because, like, his dad comes back at, like, the end of the second one or something, right? And they set, like, the Sinister Six, and it never happened.
Yeah, that never happened. Which is understandable. It's not that great. But, yeah, like, the Andrew Garfield ones are kind of bad. It's, like, a real step down from the Sam Raimi trilogy.
I mean, I do enjoy how, when all three Peters were hanging out, Andrew Garfield kept calling himself shit. And Toby's like, no, you're amazing. I'm like, alright, Sony, stop sucking your own dick here.
No Way Home does a lot to make Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man a lot better.
Yeah.
But then we have the MCU trilogy, and my biggest issue with the MCU trilogy of Spider-Man films is he feels like Tony Stark's sidekick.
Yeah, it's like what you can at that.
The thing that I like about Spider-Man is that, yeah, he's a superhero, but he's also broke as fuck and, like, has issues. Like, but in the MCU trilogy of Spider-Man films, it's like, oh, he has all this weird nanotech that Tony Stark gives him, and he just keeps getting everything. You know, it's like MCU Spider-Man would defend Elon Musk on Twitter, is what I'm trying to say.
Probably, actually thinking about it, he probably would.
Yeah, and it's, oh god, wait, but wasn't Elon Musk in Iron Man 2? Am I misremembering that? I think he was.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I thought Homecoming was fine. I didn't dislike it too much. I haven't seen that one since it was in the theaters either.
Same. Yeah, he has a cameo scene in Iron Man 2010. Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. So Elon Musk does exist in the MCU.
Yeah,
Homecoming was fine. Like, I feel like making Spider-Man an upper-middle-class guy is kind of weird, but No Way Home does do something towards the end that we'll talk about later that I think kind of
broke as fuck, boy,
makes that better. I don't like Far From Home all that much. I feel like the problem with Tony Stark's technology just coming back in full force, I think it's funny that the main villain is like some dude who worked for Tony Stark that you saw.
See, this is why Mysterio is the best villain, right? Even in all the Spider-Man comics, he is smoke and mirrors, cheap parlor tricks, and Peter falls from it every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'll defend this movie to the death, because I had Mysterio and it did him justice.
I think it's funny at the end of the movie when Mysterio just gives out Tom Holland's IP address.
And then Alex Jones reveals it to everyone.
Man, J.K. Simmons is J. Jonah Jameson. That's like the most perfect casting.
I just love how in the MCU he's just Alex Jones.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing in the PS4 game. Yeah.
But in the PS4 game, was he selling daily Bugle supplements for male health?
Was he doing that in Miles Morales?
Look,
I can't remember.
Look, I don't remember that game was DLC, but they charged me $70.
Yeah, but I did like how in the PS4 game, it's like, oh, you're just subscribed to his podcast.
Yeah,
which I thought was pretty good.
So good.
Yeah, but like I said, my biggest issues with the MCU trilogy is that it's so bolted onto the MCU with Tony Stark's bullshit and all this other stuff. And then, you know, this movie was being advertised No Way Home, and it's like, oh, Doctor Strange is just on all the posters, and I'm like, oh, great. He's in there for
half an hour.
Yeah, I know, but like, why is he all over the marketing?
Because Benedict Cumberbatch will sell tickets. Have you seen Sherlock? You shouldn't. It's bad.
I've seen that one scene where he's trying to think of something and all the words are flying around his head and it looks fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's Sherlock. I watched 3 seasons of that show.
Oh, wow.
Look, really? Alright, we all had that phase in our youth where we were stupid and thought British television was superior to the internet.
See, I didn't arrived to that conclusion because I was on Tumblr and the people that liked Sherlock, Doctor Who, were fucking annoying.
You see, I was not on Tumblr. But I was dating a girl at the time who was probably very Tumblr-esque. So, yeah, no, that all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't watch Sherlock is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it looks bad. Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't.
But yeah, now we're here at No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem pretty positive on the movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
Like, you liked it a lot?
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I was pleasantly surprised.
I like that Peter's actions had consequences.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, like, it's great, finally. Thank you.
Thank you. Finally, someone suffers their consequences in an MCU film.
But yeah, so, like, it's the whole thing. Because, like, at the end of the last movie, you know, when Jake Gyllenhaal gives out his IP address. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, everyone now knows who he is, and his life is going to shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that part at the beginning where they're like, we need a lawyer, and then it's fucking Charlie Cox on screen.
Yeah.
Matt Murdock, I was like, what?
Apparently, what are you doing apparently here? He's in Hawkeye. He's Daredevil, but apparently he's in Hawkeye.
Wow. I'm not gonna fucking watch Hawkeye. You can't do that to me.
Look, I'm hoping that we just get a Daredevil film.
That'd be great. Like,
maybe a good Daredevil film.
Yeah. What, you mean you don't like the one with Ben Affleck?
Oh god, he was Daredevil. And he was Batman. Wait a minute.
You tell me you don't like the one where they use fucking two Evanescence songs in the soundtrack.
Oh god.
That's a fucking bad movie. But yeah, like, he shows up again. Like, I liked, at the very least, season one of Daredevil on Netflix. I watched, like, half of season two.
See, I forgot that was a show.
Yeah, Kingpin is in Hawkeye.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Okay.
Yeah. I was told Daredevil was in it, too, but I haven't watched it.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not gonna fucking watch Hawkeye. What? Are you kidding me? I did see that one screenshot where someone scribbled on the toilet Thanos was right, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty fucking stupid. yeah, like, you know, they're being harassed a lot, and Peter's life is going to shit.
They snuck a lot of references in there during those first few minutes.
Like
go
what?
Get him, Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Also, there was a DC reference in the film they snuck in.
Oh, there was?
So you had Flash Thompson, right? His book was named Flashpoint. Flashpoint was a storyline in the DC comic where the Flash went back in time to save his mom, but in doing so, fucked up the entire DC universe. Like how Batman's parents got shot, how Batman got shot in Crime Alley instead of his parents, so his dad became Batman and his mom became the Joker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, Peter's up against a wall and he's like, well, what can I do? Who can I talk with? I know.
Time Benedict to go Cumberbatch.
Time to go talk to Doctor Strange and become his sidekick for a minute.
So he can get me into college.
Oh, yeah, because they were trying to get into MIT, and then they...
They're like, duh, you're too much... You're being canceled on Twitter right now, Peter. Oh, so can we talk about, like, this film's, like, approaching, like, cancel culture?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I guess it kind of does have that.
And how it's, like, accurate, and I don't like it. Because, like, right when, like, they cut to, like, it's, like, right back at the beginning, where, you know, his IP address got leaked. Like, they're all trying to, like, swim up on him. It's, like, that one woman who's, like, trying to grab him. Like, he, like, moves his arms away. She's like, he hit me! He hit me! Did anyone get that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, huh. I didn't expect to see this in an MCU movie.
Nah, how topical.
Anyways, back trying to get into college.
Yeah, so... He's like, Doctor Strange, can you do anything? Can you just make everyone forget that I'm Spider-Man? And, there's that... Because, like, Doctor Strange, he went away in Endgame, right?
Yeah, he blipped or whatever.
Yeah, he blipped. So that other guy became the leader of... Yeah, I haven't seen a fucking Doctor Strange
former,
movie.
His former manservant in the comic books. Yeah, now he's the Sorcerer Supreme. And he went back to Tibet or wherever. And then they go to the dungeon located next to the laundry room.
It is next to the laundry room.
It is.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, he's gonna spin a spell to make everyone forget that he's Spider-Man, and Peter kept on saying, yeah, he's like, no, wait, this person should know. No, this person should know, and fucked up Doctor Strange's spell.
And thus, he caused the multiverse to open. Peter Parker.
Yeah, so, it's then where, what is it? It's like everyone who knows Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Right, it's drawn to that universe.
Yeah. Which, sure, why not? You know, he's trying to convince the MIT lady to be like, please take my friends back into college. And then fucking Doc Ock shows up.
See, he's really great in the film. I loved it.
He is, yeah. Alfred Molina is really great.
Love it. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
You're not and Peter.
Yeah. One of the things I hate about the MCU, I don't want to bitch about the MCU too much, but one of the things I hate is its over-reliance on nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where it's like, oh,
to be fair, that's kind of where the comics are at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it's a lot of, like, nano shit.
I find just writing everything to be nanotechnology just kind of comes off as a little lazy, but I like how it's used.
You need to crack a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, but if you crack too many eggs...
He played college ball, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how Peter uses his nanotechnology of his suit to control Doc Ock's arms.
Yeah, that was great.
Which I'm like, okay, that's okay. So Willem Dafoe's the best part of this movie, right?
He is the best MCU villain, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. Willem Dafoe is such a good actor. And
like, if this film was just Willem Dafoe was the only villain, it would have been still amazing.
Yeah, that is true. And just letting him act, letting him, like, carry the scenes works out really well. There's that part where he crushes his old Green Goblin mask.
Yeah.
Which I think was a good decision.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest, I think that Green Goblin suit is kind of stupid looking, but that's kind of the charm of Spider-Man 1, is that it looks dumb.
Hey, remember when his bombs turned people into skeletons?
That part is so good.
They need to bring that. They should have brought that back. He should have been turning people into skeletons instead of just dead bodies.
Yeah, but now it's like, okay, everyone's coming into this, and Doctor Strange is like, well, you gotta round everybody up. We don't know how many are out there. They get Doc Ock first. Then do they get the other two next, or is it...
It was...
Dafoe next?
I can't remember if it... No, because I think Doctor Strange already got the lizard.
He found him
in the sewers. So yeah. He just wrote it in that way, and then he's like, hey, look, just go do some Scooby-Doo this shit, quote-unquote.
That was a fucking bad line, but yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, they find Electro drinking the power supply at the power plant.
Yeah, there's Electro, and then there's fucking Sandman.
Who? He's like, Peter, it's me. I don't know who you are. Okay. Let's stop this guy.
Yeah, who was Sandman's actor in Spider-Man 3?
So it was the same guy.
Yeah, it was. Well, because I read that, like, he couldn't, like, come back to act, which is why he stands in his, he stays in his sand form all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he did come back to voice
Thomas him. Hayden Church?
No. That sounds right, yeah. Is it?
Oop, just click on it.
Pretty sure that's him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, good. Yeah, they get Electro. They get him.
Electro's naked and not a Smurf.
Yeah, thank God. I like how they throughout the whole movie they keep poking the fun at the fact that he fell into a vat of electric eels.
I fell into a vat of electric eels. I fell into a particle accelerator. Well, shit, we're all falling into things.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is pretty good.
Like, the entire time, they're just making fun of the Amazing Spider-Man films.
Good, yeah, I mean, that movie deserves to get made fun of.
Yeah.
Those two movies. But, and then, they find Willem Dafoe at the homeless shelter, right?
Soup kitchen? Yeah, I love Hobo. I love Hobo Goblin.
Yeah, and, like, Aunt May then starts the most ambitious I can fix him ever.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I like that one tweet where it's like, Aunt May really thought she could fix this, and it lists all of the crimes that he's committed.
He's a bad boy, I can fix him.
Yeah, but then it's like, okay, what do we do to, you know, because originally Doctor Strange wanted to send them all back to their timelines, but then
like, they all realized,
Yeah, everyone died. And so Peter's like, no, I can, like, what if I can fix them? You know, and maybe give them a chance at living. And then there's that weird action scene in the, is it the mirror world?
Right, so I put in my notes, plot was kind of wrapped up halfway through, but they needed to shoot a film, so Spidey had to fight Sherlock.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, the mirror dimension or whatever.
Which looks cool, I guess, but,
But as I pointed out, plot was wrapped up halfway through.
Yeah, it's... So they got, Peter got the cube, the cube that was gonna send all of them back.
Because it contained the spell, and it's going to delete it.
Yeah, they would send them all back. And then he also stole Doctor Strange's ring.
He did, and they trapped him in the mirror dimension for, like, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, alright, how do we start fixing them? And it's like, well...
Well, first we got a meme. Because, you know, Willem Dafoe is a bit of a scientist himself. Oh,
yeah, okay, I remember that. I'm like, I kind of cringed at that line. I'm like,
No, I laughed. I was like, I'll allow it. We can't get pizza time, but I'll allow that.
Yeah, so then they go to, what the fuck is his name? John Favreau's character, Happy? Happy,
yeah.
Yeah, was he in Iron Man?
I think he's in, like, one of the Iron Mans. Look, I'd never watched, like, Iron Man 2.
I think I watched, like, half of it. Iron Man 3 was good, though.
Yeah, I think I've seen 1 and 3. I've never seen 2.
Okay. I think, yeah, he's, like, he was a big guy with Tony Stark or whatever. And yeah. So the guy has, Tony Stark's,
magic replicator machine,
magic Deus Ex Machina replicator
3D machine. Printer.
It's like it's a 3D printer, but based.
It can make
whatever
liquids.
It can make anything or something, you know.
Yeah.
And so Peter starts like, all right, let's start trying to fix them, and fixes the inhibitor chip on Doc Ock. That little
that got fried in the second movie.
Yeah, and yeah, so he's doing great. They got a something on Electro that's gonna like absorb all the electricity in his body.
Yeah, is they gonna get rid of the access or whatever? Then Sandman is gonna get something, but then Willem Dafoe is Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, and Peter realizes, oh, it's not actually Norman Osborn, it's fucking Green Goblin that's talking.
I love that he has a split personality. It's just really good, nice Dr. Jekyll Hyde kind of shit.
Yeah, I also like how when Norman's like, yeah, I went to my house and someone else was living there, Norman Osborn doesn't exist in this world.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's kind of weird. Okay, you're kind of like limiting yourself. If you ever want to make another movie after this with the Green Goblin.
He has to live with these consequences, though. But we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
This movie's about learning to live with your consequences.
Which is good. I'm glad an MCU movie has that moral. But,
Your actions have consequences. Sammy the Sonic fan finally got through to him.
Then like Willem Dafoe pretty much convinces everyone. It's like, okay, we're gonna like fuck this shit. Let's leave. And Electro steals Tony Stark's magic thing.
His heart thing, the arc reactor.
Yeah, that thing.
The thing that was keeping the shard of metal off his heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's a good scene where Willem Dafoe just beats the shit out of Tom Holland.
Like, I was really expecting him to say the line, "We're not so different, you and I." Like, he kind of said it just in a weird way. Like, because he kept implying that they're very similar, but Peter's too afraid to take what he wants. And then Aunt May dies.
Yeah, Aunt May dies, and she tries to say, "With great power comes great responsibility." I was just kind of rolling my eyes, but
they finally snuck it in there. It just took 3 films.
Yeah, really good scene with fucking Willem Dafoe, though. Like, it's probably one of my highlights of the movie.
He's beating the shit out of Tom Holland. He's blowing up an apartment complex. Alex Jones is there, trying to frame Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay, can I talk about how they're just like, yeah, let's just fucking leave the lizard in the truck?
Yeah, like,
he's obviously not gonna do anything.
Like, he wanted to be a lizard, so why would he unlizard himself? Like, I feel like him and, like, Green Goblin, like, had a plan the entire time that we just weren't shown.
They're, like, way too trusting of him at first, though, which is, like, I don't know, kind of an issue.
Maybe that was just Marvel poking fun at themselves, because that happens a lot in their movies. And since this movie is about learning that your actions have consequences, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I just thought that part was kind of dumb, but yeah, Aunt May dies, and they all scatter, and then Peter's really sad.
And then we get one of the best scenes in the movie.
Yeah, where MJ, is his name Ned?
Yes, Ned, his best friend.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we want to see Peter Parker, and he's like trying to do the magic circle.
And he does the magic circle.
And he does it. It's just a dude standing in an alley, and he comes through and is like, "Hey, what's up?
I'm Andrew Garfield. I'm Spider-Man too."
Yeah, and then he has to, like, prove himself that he's Spider-Man, like, jumps on the fucking ceiling and shoots webs and stuff.
And then we get to the part where I put in my nose, I clapped, because Tobey Maguire was on screen.
Tobey Maguire comes out in fucking, like, generic clothes, and he's like, "Hey guys, what's up?"
See, that's where I clapped, and the rest of the audience clapped.
Yeah, that was the only time where my theater clapped.
Oh yeah, I clapped at that. I'm like, "It's Toby. Is he gonna tell me it's pizza time?" He did not tell me it was pizza time.
I just like that he just shows up nonchalantly.
Look, it's like that perfect, like, Sam Raimi directing right there.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm also Peter Parker.
Like, oh, this, we gotta go find your Peter.
Does he have any place he likes to brood at? I like the Sears Tower. Or whatever it was. No, it wasn't
Sears. The Chrysler Tower. Building.
Chrysler Building, that's what it was.
Empire State Building for me.
It's got a better view. Does have a good view. I just love how they're casually just like, yeah, you know, yeah. Spider-Man things. And they find Peter being all depressed that Aunt May died. This really fucking, like, this fucking pissed me off. That they're on the roof or whatever, and, like, Tobey Maguire is going, like, "We understand what you're going through." He's like, "Don't you say that. How would you understand?" I'm like, they're literally you, dumbass. Like,
yeah, they've been through a lot of issues and stuff.
Literally, they had their uncle die in their arms. That's literally the same thing, bro. And then they say the line, and he's like, oh, how do you know? Uncle Ben said that before the night he died. And Andrew Garfield's like, yeah, same. That's a little weird. Anyways. I like the chemistry all three of them had together, though.
Me too. The next scene where they're all in the lab trying to be like, okay, we gotta come up with a way to, you know, solve this. You know, and like they're trying to figure out like ways to fix all of them.
So apparently they snuck the pointing Spider-Man meme in there.
Oh, they did?
So apparently when Ned goes, Peter, and they're like, which one? They all like point to each other.
Okay.
And like the standoff position. That was the pointing meme they snuck in. Also, I love how the entire time Andrew Garfield's in the Spider-Man suit with the lab coat on.
That is pretty good, yeah.
Tobey Maguire is dressed as, and I quote, a cool youth pastor.
He was, yeah, he was dressed as a cool youth pastor.
But, look, so I pointed out to the friend I went with, I'm like, he does not have the suit on under that. He's like, oh, how do you know? I was like, because he doesn't when he first walked through that portal. I don't know where that suit came from. But he did not have that on when he walked through the portal.
Yeah, I think my favorite part of this is Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland are talking about how they have to make stuff for their web shooters.
Oh yeah, then Toby's just like, what's web fluid?
Like, what? It's like, yeah, like, watch this. Just comes out of his fucking wrist.
Sam Raimi sound effect.
That was a weird part of the Raimi films, is that, like, his web is organic.
So much so, in like, the comics for that run, they stretched Peter's spider powers, so they were organic. But then with the One More Day like, comic, they got rid of it. But anyways.
It's like, does he have, like, a little slit on his wrist that opens up, or... I don't want to think about it, but...
Yeah, it's a little weird. Spiders shoot that out their butt. So, this Toby shooting shit through there. I don't know where that comes from. but no, they had real good chemistry. It was great.
Yeah, it was probably one of my favorite parts of the movie, was their chemistry.
I like how Tobey Maguire, at the end of the film, is the only one with a working relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had that little weird, like, MJ, like, love plot going on, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like how everything that happened after Spider-Man 3 for Tobey's Spider-Man is very vague. You don't really know.
It's vague, but he's fine. They worked it out. Also like the scene where Ned's like, so do you have a best friend? And Toby's like, he died in my arms after he tried to kill me. Very heartbreaking.
Tom Holland's like, I'm not gonna try and kill you, okay?
But yeah, they get like all the like the cures or whatever, then they're just hanging out on the Statue of Liberty. It's all talking shit for like 5 minutes and it was great.
Yeah, it's so good.
Fucking, they reference Peter Parker's back being bad.
Yeah, and then to help him out with that, and
they were talking about villains and how Andrew Garfield's like, I wish I fought an alien. I'm shit.
Oh yeah. I like how Tom Holland is like, yeah, I'm part of the Avengers. They're both like, who's that? Who's like, the cool. Avenger?
Who are the Avengers? You guys don't have the Avengers. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. In the first Amazing Spider-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
The robbers that were robbing the bank had on Avengers masks.
Did they? I don't remember.
Like, I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty
or was
sure
that Homecoming?
Was that... Hold on.
I'm pretty sure that was Homecoming you're thinking of.
Was it? Spider-Man bank scene. No, not Spider-Man 2. It was Homecoming, you're right.
Okay. Alright, yeah, because I'm pretty sure that was in Homecoming.
I it's strange you remember it being Andrew Garfield, but I don't know why. But yeah, they don't have the Avengers, so like, who the fuck is that? Because they learned that they don't know how to work as a team because they're loners. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm Spider-Man A, you're B, and you're C.
No, they were 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, it was 1, 2, and 3.
And I think they made Andrew Garfield Spider-Man 3, which is funny because he's the only one without a trilogy.
That is pretty funny.
Like, I just, the entire time, he's just like, oh, I'm shit, you guys did all this cool shit. And Toby's like, no, you're amazing. You're amazing, Spider-Man. Don't talk yourself. It's okay, you're not that bad. And this is like, this is just Sony trying to tell us the Amazing Spider-Man films are good. Leave them alone.
I mean, they do a lot to make at least Electro and Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man better.
Yeah, so I love the reason why he's not blue is because, quote, this world's energy is different.
That was a good decision, though. Yeah, just come up with some stupid thing.
It's fine, he was naked, and they were just going to pretend that he wasn't naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they did that, and then I don't know, I guess we're going to kind of jump around a bit here, because this scene is like kind of all over the place, but one of the things I liked, what they did with Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was in Amazing Spider-Man 2, Gwen dies.
Oh yeah, he learned not to catch people with his webs. He learned a lesson.
Yeah, and then he caught MJ, and like, he almost like starts crying, and I'm like, yeah, you're doing a lot for this character.
It's fine, he learned a lesson, webs can break people's necks.
Yeah. God, okay, that scene from Amazing Spider-Man 2 showed up on my timeline the other day. Mm. Have you seen that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, he shoots his web, and then, like, the web gets a hand, too, trying to grab her, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
See, I feel like what they were going to do with Amazing Spider-Man 3, that they were going to set up an MJ thing, and he was supposed to get with MJ. But, you know, Spider-Man 2 kind of bombed.
Yeah, no one really liked it.
Yeah. So I like how Vulture was the villain in Homecoming, because Raimi really wanted him for 3, and Sony kept telling him no. So then 4, he's like, I want Vulture. They're like, no, Lizard. So the MCU with Vulture was just first.
Yeah. And I liked Vulture in the first one.
Yeah, did you hear the reason why they wanted Venom?
No, why?
So, because somebody told him, was like, look, you got enough of your golden age here villains and no one knows who he is. We need a modern one for modern audiences.
Oh, okay.
And since Raimi hasn't read, like, any of the 90s comics, he's like, who the fuck's Venom?
That is pretty funny.
Which is why Venom wasn't handled properly. Because Raimi didn't know the source material. But anyways.
It's okay. That part where Spider-Man defeats Venom by putting all the poles in the ground is really good.
It's fine. He killed Eric Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
He did what Red couldn't do. He put his foot up his ass. Did you know there's going to be a last 90s show, by the way, speaking about that?
Really?
Yeah, so apparently a friend was telling me it's going to be on Netflix. Shocker.
Oh, yeah.
So that's apparently where
they fucking Saved by the Bell and whatever, Fuller House.
So apparently, like, it's about, like, Red and Kitty, like, babysitting, like, Eric and Donna's kids for the summer. In the 90s.
That could be okay.
But anyways, you were saying, I got the little trivia out.
Yeah, you had notes. Do you want to talk about what else happened in this scene? Because, like I said, it's kind of all over the place.
Let's see. Learn just lessons about grabbing people with webs. The final fight went as expected, including the Doc Ock twist that he wasn't actually still a villain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that when they were saving their respective series villains, their little tunes played.
That was pretty good, yeah. They use music in a good way.
the part where Electro thought Spider-Man was black. You're from Queens, you help with the poor. I thought you were black.
Yeah, that part was pretty good.
I also love how, like, he's just the most accepting that he lost his powers. He's like, well, I lost them. Oh, well. Whatever. There has to be a black Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, somewhere.
Turns out...
There's also probably a Japanese Spider-Man, too.
Turns out the MCU is just setting up Miles Morales and we didn't know it.
I mean, Spider-Man's not going to be in the MCU anymore.
Yeah, no, Tom Holland's, like, out. Yeah.
Well, no, because I thought Tom Holland was going to still make movies with them. With Sony Pictures.
With Sony, Sony yeah. Pictures isn't but gonna... he's out, but he didn't renew his contract with the MCU.
Hmm. Yeah, like, he might do a contract with Sony. Because
well, yeah, he's Nathan Drake.
He is Nathan Drake. And Mark Wahlberg is going to be Sully. Man, it was super weird how in that trailer, like, for the Uncharted movie, Mark Wahlberg just started saying a bunch of slurs out of nowhere. It was super weird. Like, I don't know why he would do that.
So fucking dumb. Like Tom Holland does not look like what?
You know about Mark Wahlberg committing hate crimes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm well aware about the Wahlbergs. Okay.
That was the joke. Yes. Do you know he has a burger place?
Yeah, the Wahlburger.
It's not bad.
I had it once in Michigan. It was definitely overpriced.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. So then, like, we get to the final fight between Tom Holland and Willem Dafoe. Because he wants him dead, even though both Peter's like, no, revenge is bad, don't do it.
Yeah.
So then, like, fucking Peter Parker's just beating the shit out of Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, it's a pretty good scene.
It's a pretty good scene. Then he picks up the glider and he's going to stab him with it. I'm like, oh, man. This is just like the first one. And then Tobey Maguire stops him. And I put there, how many times are we going to teach you this lesson, Peter?
It's as many times as it takes.
And then Tobey Maguire gets stabbed.
Yeah, he does.
Did he have that wrist sword in Spider-Man 1? Was that new?
I don't remember. I haven't seen Spider-Man 1 in years.
Because I haven't either. But, like, I could have sworn he didn't have that in the original movie. And he's currently Hobo Goblin, so I have no idea how he could have made that. Well, I guess the replicator lab before it got blown up.
Yeah. He's like, Peter, before we make this cures, I want to make this cool wrist blade.
It's for self-defense. I'll show you later.
Yeah, then they're able to stab him with the cure, right?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, fuck. I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, like, they go to the topic, I was like, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm used to getting stabbed.
Yeah, it's good. Doctor Strange shows up at one point.
Yeah, like, halfway through the fight. And he's like, I'm pushing the button. And like, oh, no, he's fixing the people. But it's too late because now the multiverse is ripping everything apart.
Yeah, cracks are coming up. Okay, who was in the cracks? I think I saw a Rhino.
You saw a Rhino. Scorpion was in there, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, a bunch of, like, references in there. But, like... because I couldn't tell you, like, who all was in there. I think I saw Kraven, maybe. Like... because yeah. They weren't on screen very long. They were on long enough for you to recognize people, but not long enough to, like, catch everyone.
Right.
So then Peter's like, oh, we gotta fix this. And Doctor Strange is like, it's too late, you fucked up the spell. He's like, yeah, but what if we just make everyone forget Peter Parker? He's like, well, then no one would remember you, not even me. And Peter's like, good, I've learned my lesson. My actions have consequences.
So now we should erase me from the MCU.
And then they say their goodbyes, and after he's done talking with Toby and Andrew's like, you're in great pain, aren't you? And he's like, yep.
Yeah, and he goes up to MJ and Ned and is like, I will find you, and I will make you remember who I am.
And he doesn't.
Yeah.
So I think...
Okay.
Yeah.
My one problem with this twist is that them making everyone forget who Peter Parker is, that's not going to, like, erase the YouTube videos and the podcasts all talking about him.
Well, see, and I thought about that, because I was thinking about that, actually, today while I was at work. I'm like, so how the fuck does this handle, like, the Mysterio situation? It was like... Mysterio, like, put that up on the internet, like, JJ has it, it's all over everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, does it, like, just, like, he just rewrote, like, events, like, throughout the entire MCU?
No, I don't think he rewrote events, because the events of the previous films need to happen to get him to where he is at the end of the film. But what the only justification I can think of is that, that magic can also delete internet stuff.
So Doctor Strange can delete all of our internet history before we die.
Yes, actually, that would be the perfect
explanation. So what you're saying is, before I die, I need to call Benedict Cumberbatch and have him delete my internet history instead of using a VPN.
Right,
Foster segue. You think
sponsor segue?
You think what it was is that Doctor Strange just put a VPN on the multiverse, and that's why no one remembers Peter. He's just not a search term because he was in a VPN.
That's actually a good point. Yeah. Yeah, he erases everyone's memories of Peter Parker, which works. And it's like a few months later, and Peter finds MJ and Ned, and he's like,
"So the way they the way they shut up that scene, like they heavily implied that they were gonna be like, oh, Ned and MJ are dating, but they're just friends."
Yeah, I also thought they were gonna pull and be like, "No, we remember you anyway, because you know true friendship," but they didn't.
Really
happy.
I was too. Peter's actions have consequences. In fact, these consequences are worse than the ones that he would start off in the film in.
Yeah, and Peter's like, you know what? Maybe they are better without me. Because you just made their lives hell.
Yeah.
And then, the thing I was super excited about, I got super excited at the end of the film. He goes to his apartment, and it's a shitty-looking apartment. And I'm like, finally, they've cut Spider-Man out of the MCU. Now he's, because no one remembers him, like, he's not going to be referenced at all anymore. And maybe he can, like, have some okay sequels after this.
I was expecting the a little joke about the door not working.
That would have been good.
Peter makes his own new suit. He's going to get his GED so he can get into college.
Yeah, no fucking no nanotech. It's a suit.
It's made out of this cloth and stretchy material.
Yeah. Rides up in the crotch a little.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how the Spider-Man movie ends. And it was a really good ending. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so then at the end of my notes here, I put post-credits scene was a thing.
I like the post-credits scene. Have you seen Venom?
No.
Venom's actually not bad. I need to see Venom 2 because apparently they make Venom and Eddie's relationship more like a fucking rom-com.
Look, my problem with Let There Be Carnage is how the fuck they turned Carnage to a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, that is a little disappointing.
He's fucking Carnage. This man possessed a baby and fought Spider-Man because Spider-Man can't punch a baby. This happened. But anyways... And there was the post credits,
which is just the Doctor Strange trailer. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
With Doctor Strange as his own villain.
That seems interesting. I'm probably not gonna watch it. I'm kind of done with MCU stuff.
I mean, this was, fuck. What do they call it? Do they call them like phases? Is that what's the Disney calls
them. Yeah, they call them phases. Yeah.
Like, this was, like, the only one besides Doctor Strange 2 that I was excited for. Everything else I don't give two shits about. Loki was surprisingly good. Yeah.
The Thor movie might be okay. I like Taika Waititi as a director. He did good on Thor Ragnarok, but...
Thor Ragnarok, like, you ever seen his TV show, What We Do in the Shadows, or what's based off his TV show?
I watched the movie, and I watched, like, the first two episodes of the TV show.
TV show's really good, bro.
It is, yeah. It's, what, they're in Long Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Look, one of my favorite episode comes from season two, and involves Jackie Daytona, normal human bartender.
I like how one of the vampires is an accountant.
Yeah, Mr. Robertson. Yeah, I forget his fucking name, but it's like his full name. It's his title. He's an energy vampire.
And they're like, we gotta go find virgins. Where do we go? The LARPing thing. I'm like, all right, this is pretty good.
Anyways. Yeah, because fucking, like, I had, like, no interest in, like, Shang-Chi or the fucking whatever else came out.
Mm-hmm.
Black Widow movie came out, didn't it?
Yeah, I watched Red Letter Media's video on it. Apparently it's bad. Which doesn't surprise me.
Because what, it just fucking, was there the fucking setup, like, the fucking, like, Black Widow's, like, TV show or whatever?
I don't know. I don't even think she's gonna get a TV show.
No, like, no, Black Widow doesn't get a TV show. Like, it's about the other Black Widows, apparently.
Oh, I just remember the thing that's in the Black Widow movie is someone, like, makes a joke about them being sexually assaulted, and it was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, movie's probably not good. Yeah, I have, like, no interest in any Marvel stuff outside of Spider-Man, and if they make a Daredevil movie, I might be there. I like Charlie Cox's Daredevil.
I feel like he's going to get his own movie.
He should, yeah.
It's been confirmed, but, like, I don't know. I guess I gotta watch WandaVision now, because apparently that's required material for Doctor Strange.
The thing that fucks me up with WandaVision is that, you know, they're releasing it weekly, and one of the things that they talked about in, like, some interview, I forget where, they were just like, yeah, we were watching the fan response and, like, how they were making theories every week, and we changed the ending based on that. And I'm like, I don't like that.
That's a dick move, bro.
Yeah, like, that's fucking stupid.
Like, whatever. Loki was good, though. I enjoyed Loki.
It was okay. I know it had Owen Wilson in it.
It does. He does not go, wow.
Oh.
Mm. But he likes jet skis.
Okay.
Loki was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
What was that other one they had? Was it a...
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, whatever.
Yeah, that one. Which apparently... originally the plot was going to be about a killer virus, but they had to rewrite it.
Man. COVID really hit that in the Kamen Rider real hard, didn't it?
Yeah.
But it's fine. We got a pretty good ending out 0-1 through the virus.
Mm-hmm.
They can't blame the virus for Saber, though.
Hearing that Saber also has a character who's, like, into their little sister, I'm like, alright, I'm good.
Dude, that's a... Just like in fucking Ghost, right?
Same writer. I don't know.
I've watched Ghost twice. Anyways.
Why would you watch Ghost twice?
One was for the, you know, regular watching back in the day, and because we were doing a Halloween spoiler cast, and I watched Ghost again. So I had material.
God, I might end up watching Ghost just to fucking watch everything.
Look, use my technique of 2x speed.
I might do 2x speed on Ghost. I want to fucking watch Ghost.
Look, it helps. So, trust me. That's how I got through Dino. Like, it helps a lot.
Okay, so we're slipping into a bit of a Kamen Rider spoiler cast real quick.
It's fine. They have the Kamen Rider suit in the Spider-Man video game. There's our connection to talk about Kamen Rider anyways.
And also, Japanese Spider-Man, the Tokusatsu Spider-Man, is going to be in Spider-Verse 2.
And the game, Spider-Man 2. Because they said they got enough sales. Got enough sales, like, internationally, they'd put the costume in the game. In fact, in the Japanese dub, one of the holograms does the Emissary of Hell line.
Yeah, I saw that.
But anyways, okay, Kamen Rider.
Yeah, I haven't got to talk to you about any of these in a minute. What'd you think of Forze?
I like how they didn't use the word Nakama, they used Dachi.
Yeah.
It made the show very watchable.
Yeah, fucking Forze's great. It was like my first full Kamen Rider that I watched.
Well, see, because like, and I pointed this out in the Tokusatsu channel last night, that one of my problems with Wizard was that it's all two episode arcs that follow the same exact plot outline. And I think Rusty was one of the points. I was like, you mean like every Heisei phase two? I'm like, yeah, but it's different. Because Forze, yes, they had two episode arcs, but they weren't the exact same arc every time.
I think Forze has a really strong supporting cast.
They do.
I love Shun.
He's great. I love how you say when he comes Meteor Storm, gets a Beyblade.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
he gets the big titty goth GF in the end.
Who does he get with? I don't remember.
Oh, what? The goth bitch. What's her face?
Oh, the goth. Okay.
Yeah, I guess big titty GF. Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, was I not paying attention? Does she have big tits?
I don't know. I just.
Okay.
Big I'm like. Titty, anyways, it's yeah, fine. Okay. She didn't join a cult.
I'm like Yuki's actress.
Because I can fucking swear. Because like her fucking thing. Like during the Goth Heroes episode, it was cult activity and how cults were bad.
Yeah.
And then she fell for it.
What was it? You watched the O's and Forze crossover movie, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure Nobunaga was there.
No, Nobunaga's not in that one.
Oh, I'm thinking of the fucking,
the O's movie. What, with Nobunaga. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those and Forze crossover movie is pretty good.
I like was it Wizard and O's? No, Wizard and Forze. That was pretty great. Where we're 5 years in the future.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, it's really great. I love how Gintaro is sexually attracted to an alien goop girl.
Yes, that's the movie I was talking about. Okay.
And he's like, I like what I like.
It's like, hell yeah, man, you do you.
Friendship.
Yeah. Me watching that movie is like, I should go back and watch Double, because fucking Shotaro shows up.
But not Philip, because he's not allowed back, because they can't afford him.
Oh, was that not Philip?
What was it? I don't fucking remember. Maybe it was Philip. Okay. I just know, like, later on, like, they can't get Philip.
Yeah, because his actor got too big. He's going to be in the Japanese remake of Cube. What?
I didn't know Cube was in a Japanese remake.
Yeah, and he's going to star in it.
Oh, Philip, no.
What did you think of Gaim? Because you fucking blitzed that in like a week.
Gaim was good. Fruit Jesus.
Yeah, Fruit Jesus. I think it gets a little too high concept in the end.
I don't like the fact everyone just forgives Michi.
Yeah, fucking Michi's a... What an incel icon.
Like, he fucking... That's his whole character thing. He's like, oh, I'm the only one that can love Mai, because she make my pee-pee hard. No one else can talk to her. Like, fuck off. Like, he almost kills his own brother because he's a fucking simp.
Yeah, it's... Gaim's good. It took me, like, over a year to watch Gaim because I fell out of Kamen Rider. And now I'm watching Drive. I'm almost done with it.
I'm gonna laugh if I just start Drive and I beat you.
I gotta go into fucking overtime watching Drive or something.
It's fine. I still watch Book Kamen Rider. Like, I'm fucking, like, 17 out of, like, the fucking 20 seasons watched. Was it 16?
Did you watch all the ones before Kuga?
No, I haven't watched any of the Showa era shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I've watched Kuga through Gaim, and then Ghost, which I think equals 16.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, because... Hey, that means after Drive, you can watch X-Aid.
And then watch, like, 4 movies to get the full plot.
Yeah, X-Aid's fucking weird, but,
Did you watch any of the guy movies, like the Zangetsu and like Baron?
I haven't, no. I haven't watched the soccer movie either.
Right. So, like, I like
that,
how they
frame it as the soccer. That was such a weird episode.
Like, how they frame it as the soccer movie, but there's only, like, one soccer match, and then the rest is just Kamen Rider.
Oh, okay, that is pretty funny.
Like, yeah, like, that was such a weird fucker, because it's, like, right in the middle of, like, shit happening. And it's like, hey... soccer movie, go watch it.
God, yeah, that episode was so weird. It came out of nowhere.
I mean, just watch the soccer movie on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube? What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on the Tokushoutsu shit, whatever they have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. It's such a weird fucking, like, they play one round of soccer.
I'll probably go through and watch all the Kamen Rider movies once, like, I don't know, I feel like it. I don't know if after Drive I'm going to watch Kabuto or Build.
I'd definitely say Kabuto.
Okay.
Because it's... So, like, halfway through, right? So, like, the main heroine character, like, I think she's, like, sick, so they had to, like, write episodes without her. And, like, it gets a little weird. There's a Iron Chef parody. At one point, the last two episodes.
Okay.
Oh, it's... And how... There's a black knife and a white knife. And how no one can open the black knife except for the chef who's mastered the cooking art of darkness. Kabuto's the trip.
Yeah, I should watch Kabuto to figure out all that weird shit his grandma said to him.
Oh, hold on. You want me to pull him up?
No, it's okay. I'm going to get to him.
Grandmother said this.
You know, only other thing I know about Kabuto is the main actor can speak English really well.
He can. If he's Kamen Rider Stronger, I'm Kamen Rider Strongest.
That's the scene I have seen.
So I fucking love, so, like, there's, like, the Kamen Rider, like, Tenzin movie, where the Showa era, all 15 Showa fought all 15 at the time, Heisei eras, and, like, the period was fucking Stronger versus Kabuto, and Kabuto won. like, that's how the film opens, like, fucking, he's fighting Stronger, and he's like, alright, clock up, 1, 2, 3, Rider kick, and he just fucking annihilates them. Look, Kabuto was like, it's a fucking fun time. Because he's the sun.
Okay.
Do you look at the sun and ask, why do you shine?
Is the main character of Kabuto, is that him walking through the desert while explosions are happening?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, look, he is such a fucking Mary Sue, but he has every right to be, and it's great, and it makes it better.
Okay. That'll be interesting. I'll probably watch that and then watch Build, because I've heard so many good things about Build.
I don't know, I've only heard Riff say it was good. I haven't heard anyone else's opinion on it.
Issa says it's good. I think Rusty says it's good, too.
I don't know.
Yeah. And have you been watching Revice at all, the new season?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched any of Saber or any of Revice.
Okay, Revice has been good. Mm-hmm. It's had some really good episodes. I thought Vice was going to be fucking annoying, but he's fine.
Oh, I forgot. So his name in Kabuto literally translates to man who will conquer heaven.
All right. This will be a fun time.
Yeah, because the first quote we get from Grandmother is, walking the path of heaven, the man who will rule everything. That's what his name translates to.
Fucking incredible.
Flowers can make any girl glow. Make the world revolve around you. It's more fun that way. When people love others, they become weaker, but it's nothing to be ashamed of. True weakness lies elsewhere. When that what close by, one is even closer. chase two birds and you catch those two birds.
Are you reading off all his grandma quotes?
A little bit. People who steal things lose something even more important. It is enjoyable to eat something delicious, but the greater joy is the time spent waiting for it. If you wish it to be so, luck will always be on your side, and we'll stop there.
Alright.
No, well, there's like 40 different quotes throughout the series, I think.
God. Well, hey, thanks for listening to our spoiler cast about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Kamen Rider? We're devolved into talking about Kamen Rider.
Did you download the new subs for Tokusatsu Spider-Man?
No.
I linked them in the Tokusatsu chat at some point.
Ho-ho.
And they even have the interview with Stan Lee about the series, too, like, translated.
Wonderful. Yeah, because I know I have the subs that were available on the public domain website.
Yeah, I think these are ripped from a Blu-ray or something.
Nice.
It looks a lot better. Anyway.
Anyways, let me just sneak over there.
Yeah, it posted it somewhere. All right, but yeah, this was the spoiler cast for No Way Home, and then it just evolved into us talking about Kamen Rider for a minute.
I mean, last time we did a Star Wars spoiler cast, we talked about David Lynch for a while, so...
We did, yeah. I mean...
It's just kind of our shtick.
Yeah. We'll have a normal episode at some point.
Maybe one day.
Maybe later this month.
Maybe when we figure out how Doctor Strange deleted everyone's internet history.
Thank you, Doctor Strange. Now no one will know I went on horseporn.com to get the horseporn.com monitors. That's a bit that no one's going to get.
To that one.